The recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill has not even been signed into law yet, and already states are tallying up how much they'll get and how they can spend it. Just days after the House of Representatives passed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, Senator Alex Padilla joined local officials in San Jose to tout the good news.
Just last week, Congress finished passage of a bipartisan infrastructure bill that will bring billions of dollars to improve California's roads, bridges, ports, our electrical grid, our water infrastructure, and so much more.
California is slated to get at least $45 billion from the infrastructure bill in the coming years. About two-thirds of that money will go to highway and bridge projects.
This is the largest ever federal investment in public transportation and a critical step towards a more sustainable future. California will receive more than $25 billion to repair our roads and highways and over $600 million to prepare our transportation system for extreme weather, droughts, and wildfires. Yes, the impact of climate change is real and it's here.
In addition to the highways and transportation funding, California is set to get at least $3.5 billion for water infrastructure. $100 million will go to expand broadband internet access. $384 million will go to build up expanding a network of electric vehicle charging stations across the state. And California will get $84 million for wildfire prevention. All of that money will also mean jobs, or as President Joe Biden likes to say, well-paid union jobs. David Binney is director of the Santa Clara and San Benito Building and Trades Council.
While we are rebuilding and repairing our transportation, water, and energy systems, and while we are strengthening and expanding the infrastructure that we rely on, we will be creating jobs for those who need them most in service industries, in construction, in maintenance, in transportation, in energy, and technology. These workers, in turn, will circulate money back into the local economies, creating even more jobs.
The House of Representatives passed the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill Friday night after months of stop-and-go negotiations, especially between moderate and progressive Democrats. Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren was in the House for the final action.
I was there on the floor of the House just before midnight on Friday. It was a great relief to have the bipartisan vote to support this bill. Some of us were hoping this could have been passed a few months ago, but watching the sausage making is not always fun. I will say this, the prior administration had Transportation Week for 4 years, and we had a transportation vote that made it into actual law. These benefits will flood the country.
While the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act awaits President Biden's signature, negotiations continue on the other half of Biden's agenda, the Build Back Better Act. That's the $1.75 trillion bill with most of Biden's family and climate programs. Padilla is ready for that to move forward next.
But as much as there is to celebrate in the bipartisan bill, we are eager to build on these victories with a bold new budget via the Build Back Better Act. We're planning to complement transit and other infrastructure investments with funding for affordable housing that will increase economic opportunity and equity. We'll also strengthen the care economy because it's pretty simple. Affordable child care is just as essential for working families as safe roads.
A vote on the Build Back Better Act is expected to come in the week of November 15th. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.